This is Ozarks at Large. Votes on Issue 4, the recreational marijuana ballot issue facing voters on this year's Arkansas ballot, will be counted after a recent opinion handed down by the Arkansas State Supreme Court cleared the way for voters to weigh in on the issue. That decision was one of the topics of conversation this week between political columnist John Brummett from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and Roby Brock with our content partner, Talk Business and Politics. Roby asked John his takeaway from the Arkansas Supreme Court's opinion and whether justices got that opinion right.
I think so. I think that we've thrown a lot of things off the ballot over time, and usually I agreed with it because the ballot title wasn't sufficient and or misled. In this case, this new body inserted to try to pass on the sufficiency, the Board of Election Commissioners, they went too far in saying this detail, which is important, but it's not essential to put that detail in the ballot title in order to have a sufficient presentation of the amendment. Nothing misleads. And they said, let the voters decide. The motto of the state is the people rule. You've got to let the people rule. So I thought they got it right. Somewhat interesting to me is that the petition said, please restore this to the ballot because the Board of Election Commissioners does not have a constitutional right, in part because the Board of Election Commissioners doesn't have this right to pass on sufficiency of the ballot title. And the Supreme Court said, and we grant that petition. Did they just declare the Board of Election Commission law unconstitutional? Did they put them out of business? Lawyers are telling me maybe, probably, but they didn't say it. So I don't know if they're leaving themselves some wiggle room or if the Board of Election Commission should, under this current law, convene next time and presume to pass on ballot titles. But, you know, it was an interesting thing to leave unattended. And it's a well-presented amendment. Lawyers did a good job anticipating what the Supreme Court would be looking for. And we're going to get to vote on it. And your poll, Roby, always that in your polls, 58.5%, am I remembering correctly?
That is correct, yes.
And this was a week or two ago. Said they favored it. You want to ask me if I think that's going to change? I think it's going to change. I think it's going to tighten up. I think that we're going to hear a lot about whether this thing is too open-ended, that we're relying on regulation that we can't be confident of. We're going to hear from the Family Council about the opportunity for drug cartels to get involved, and we're going to hear all kinds of things. And I think people are going to give it a more serious consideration now. And I think, in fact, and I say in tomorrow's column, Sarah Sanders and Chris Jones is not the big thing on the ballot right now. I think we're going to have a lot of money spent between now and then on this issue, and it's going to occupy a lot of voter attention.
Back to a point that you made earlier in that Supreme Court decision there, I have been hearing from several legislators that think that the whole process needs to once again be visited, that we need to be challenging these ballot titles before these signatures are collected because of the expense of collecting all of that, that we may see some sort of revision, particularly now that the State Board of Election Commissioners has been called into question as to whether or not they're the definitive body for this. I don't know what the answer is, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of ideas floated out there to change this whole petition process once again.
Well, it's for two reasons. One is our legislators, our political establishment has been horrified by some of the things that people have voted for, and they've wanted to make this more. They got another amendment they've referred themselves. It would take 60% for voter approval to enact one. But the process beyond that, it's just a mess. And there seems to be a way, there ought to be a way, taking away the issue of whether you want to make it hard to pass these things, there ought to be a way for the process to be clearer and fairer and more efficient. And what you just said, approve ballot titles for submission and court review. I don't know. Could the Supreme Court review something just tentatively, give an advisory opinion? That's done in some states. But yeah, this throws that all up for grabs again in the next session.
That is political columnist John Brummett speaking with Roby Brock. Roby is with our content partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can hear their entire conversation and find more news from around the state at talkbusiness.net. You can read John Brummett and his columns at arkansasonline.com.